This is KXP FM Seattle, all around the world at kxp.org. I'm Greg Vandy, and we're in the Roadhouse with Dory Freeman.
Well, I've listened to excuses and I've watched them walk away. It's only after holding me they say they cannot stay. I've spent many an hour writing letters never read. I've stared away.
Flowers and leaves.
one sad goodbye. If I can make you my own, oh, if I can make you my own. Oh, the rivers and seas may churn. Oh, the flowers and leaves may turn. I need never to grieve and yearn if I could make you my own.
If I Could Make You My Own and Lovers on the Run from the latest record from Dori Freeman called Letters Never Read. Dori Freeman, great to have you here. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We finally made this happen.
Yep.
It took a while.
It took a while, but it's good. It's happening today.
Really appreciate you coming here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I really am still loving your record from last year. You called it Letters Never Read, mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, why did you call it that?
Well, it's a line from Lovers on the Run, and we tossed around a few ideas for what to call the record, but I kind of thought that that was a good title for just, like, love songs that you write for people, or not even necessarily love songs, but just songs that you write for different people and things in your life, and the fact that most of the time people that you write about don't necessarily know that song is about them. So we decided to call it Letters Never Read.
Great. And this is your second record.
Yeah.
You had another record self-titled the year before. And so you've had two records. Are there records before those? Or?
There are.
There's the recordings, right?
Yeah. There are a couple like self-released recordings that I did when I was 18 and 19.
Yeah.
But they're hard to get your hands on.
Yeah.
Because of I don't want anybody to hear them.
One aspect about you that a lot of people latch onto is the producer of the record, which is Teddy Thompson.
Sure.
Who is the son of Richard and Linda Thompson,
yep.
Kind of folk rock icons. And here's a great story about how you got involved with Teddy. Can you tell us that?
Yeah. So a few years ago, I just sent him a message on Facebook with like me singing one of his songs and said, I'm a big fan and I would love to work with you in any capacity. And didn't really think that he would respond, but I got lucky that he did actually write back, I guess within a week or so. And that sort of turned into a few conversations on Facebook and then emails. And then he called me on the phone and offered to produce the record. So,
wow. How cool is that?
Yeah. It was a very cool experience.
What song of his did you sing to him?
Everybody Move It.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And did you say, hey, by the way, I'm from the breadbasket of traditional American music down here in Galax, Virginia?
No, I didn't say that. But, I mean, I think the accent kind of gives it away.
You could tell.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You're from Galax, Virginia. It's a very small community in Virginia. It's kind of right there where North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia all meet. It's just Appalachia, pretty much.
Yeah, it's kind of at the heart of the Appalachian music scene.
Yeah, and it's kind of where it all begins.
Yeah, I mean, Galax is known for the Big Fiddlers Convention that happens every year in August, and it's been going on 90 years now. So it's
one of the oldest.
Yeah,
huh?
I think it's the oldest, actually.
Yeah. And so instead of sort of like a normal person of rejecting your parents' thing and your grandparents' thing, you totally embrace it.
Yeah, I do now. I mean, I definitely went through a period when I was a teenager where I was listening to, like a lot of crazy music that was different than what I grew up listening to. But yeah, as I've gotten older, it's become really important to me. And I mean, my dad and my grandfather both still play music regularly, so it was hard not to be around it and kind of fall in love with it.
Right. So music's in your family. It's always been.
Yeah.
Your father plays and your grandfather plays. Actually, the next song we're going to hear is written by your grandfather.
That's right. Yeah.
So when you grew up, there was just music all the time. You'd always just sing for each other. Like, I mean, kind of the way it's always been generation after generation, people singing for each other than for careers.
Yeah, absolutely. It's more, in that part of the world, it's more just like a family tradition sort of thing where everybody just sits around and trades songs and sings and plays with each other.
Yeah. When did you decide to go pro? Like a lot of folks, like you just mentioned, they just do it because they want to do it. And then at one point you decided, I'm going to make this something.
Well, it's kind of the only thing that I'm good at. So I think that was a big deciding factor for me was maybe I'll pursue this for a few years and see if it turns into anything. And So far, it's been good. I've been able to make a living doing it. So.
Well, you got that voice.
Thank you.
At what point did someone tell you that you got a great voice?
At what point?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did someone tell you that, or just, did you just know it?
I mean, people have told me that, but I don't think that that was ever the catalyst for why I chose to do it professionally. I just really enjoy doing it. I love to play music. I don't really like to play in front of people, but I do love to play music.
Yeah. Well, you got a certain purity to your sound that's just really refreshing. I think people respond to that and sort of resonates with people. Do you want to do another song? This is the one from the latest record, and it's the one that your grandfather wrote.
Yeah, he wrote it about a couple of bachelors, as my grandfather likes to say when he tells the story, that lived together in eastern Kentucky. And they apparently had this dog that would jump out and try to bite people when you walked by the house. So my grandfather wrote a song about it.
Let's hear it. Cool. This is Dory Freeman.
Oh, the night was black as pitch when I'd give my girl a kiss and go whistling up the hill back to my place. It was just a mile or two, and the Appalachian dew would hang heavy in a mist upon my face. I learned the mud holes and the ditches, the shortcuts and the fences. I could even cross old Elk Fork on a log. But what I always feared the most, more than old Dark Holler's ghost, was earning Zory sneaking, biting dog. I wish they'd tie him up, that dreaded rascal pup. I'd be happy as a king upon a throne. I'd go walking bravely by with a twinkle in my eye and whistle Mountain Dew on my way home. On the weekends I would go to the moving picture show with my friends across the hill at Carbon Glow. Back through the darkness of the pines after watching Frankenstein, we lost no time in finding our way home. We learned the mud holes and the ditches, the shortcuts and the fences. We could even cross old Elk Fork on a log. But what we always feared the most, more than old Dark Holler's ghost, was earning Zory sneaking, biting dog. I wish they'd tie him up, that dreaded rascal pup. I'd be happy as a king upon a throne. I'd go walking bravely by with a twinkle in my eye and whistle Mountain Dew on my way home. Oh, and whistle Mountain Dew on my way home.
Earn and Zory's Sneakin' Bitin' Dog by Dory Freeman. Thanks for being here, Dory.
Yep.
You got two other guys here. Can you introduce this band?
Yeah. On drums, I've got Nicholas Falk with me, and playing electric guitar is Eli West.
Eli West, the hired gun.
Yeah.
Good to have you here, Eli.
Good to be here, Greg.
It's been a very long time.
Yeah.
Eli from Seattle, Washington.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hometown.
So your grandfather wrote that song, and I have on good authority you're going to record some more with your grandfather.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. In mid-March. The guy that produced my record, Teddy Thompson, and my manager and another guy are going to come down to Virginia, and we're going to make a record of all his original songs.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
I bet he's pretty excited about that.
He's very excited, yeah. He's been asking me a lot about dates because we didn't have a solid date until recently, and he would just ask me every time I saw him, so he's pretty excited.
Yeah. You know, I would imagine your family's pretty proud of you, this sort of sudden rise.
So.
I mean, you're being recognized by a lot of great folks. You know, you're sort of out there and a lot of accolades for the last two records.
Yeah, I hope they're proud. I think they are. I know my grandfather is because he knows about articles and things before I do. He'll call me and be like, did you see this article
nice.
That they posted about you? So
right.
It's pretty cute.
Nice. And I know you have a four-year-old, so.
Yes.
I bet it's difficult to get out there. On the road.
Yeah, it definitely makes touring a lot more challenging to have a kid, especially one that's not in school yet. And it's a challenge, but I've been able to make it work over the last couple years, and it's especially nice when we play things that are, you know, within the state or close by that we can bring her to and festivals and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of what happened on the video you made to If I Can Make You My Own, the single to this new record. It's pretty much a video of you and your daughter.
Pretty much,
at the Old Fiddlers Convention in Galax. You guys are just kind of hanging out, doing your thing and kind of jamming in the grass with the guitar.
Yeah, my manager actually just shot all that on his iPhone and we just kind of compiled it together and turned it into a little video.
Nice. So. Now, is the country fair aspect the same thing? Is there a sort of a country fair with rides and whatnot at the Old Fiddlers Convention?
No, there's no rides or anything, but it does have the food element that you would have at a fair. You know, you've got like funnel cakes and stuff like that.
Yeah, straight from Phelps Park.
Yeah, Phelps Park.
In Galax, yeah.
That's right.
Now, did you do that last year?
Yeah, it was last August.
So it was right after you got back from Pickathon.
Yes, yeah. It was right after or right before?
When I think it was right after. I think it was the 6th was the Old Fiddlers, and I think Pickathon was right before that. I was eating lunch right behind you at Pickathon.
Oh, really?
We were watching Anna and Elizabeth together.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Didn't know you yet.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, thanks for coming. Do you want to do another song? This is my favorite song. From the record.
Cool.
And can you tell me how you came about writing this song? It's about depression from what I can gather from the lyrics.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you need to know. I mean, I struggle with depression and anxiety on a daily basis. And I don't know. I think it's important to write about that sort of thing. I think it's helpful. I like to listen to music that people have written about their personal experiences with that sort of thing. And it really helps me cope with it as well. So that's kind of the perspective I had when I wrote this song.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, do sort of feel the same way you do. So let's hear what you say about it on this song. It's called Cold Waves, and it's from Letters Never Read. This is Dory Freeman.
Morning comes in fast, at least my dreams are done. There's something living in and weighing down my lungs. There's something bitter and it's tying up my tongue. My body's restless, but I've got nowhere to run. Cold waves, blue haze, that's what it feels like on the dark days. Push it down just to get around, but it's always there, barely at bay. I've got a lover and he loves me very well. He took my broken heart and brought it back from hell. With the slightest glance and movement, he can tell that I am lost and only he can lift the veil. Cold waves, blue haze, that's what it feels like on the dark days. Push it down just to get around, but it's so. Listen to her breathe the single sweetest sound. I pray she'll never lose the tenderness she's found, and that she'll never know the pain to which I'm bound. Cold waves, blue haze, that's what it feels like on the dark day. Push it down just to get around, but it's always there, barely.
Cold Waves by Dari Freeman from her latest record called Letters Never Read. Lovely song.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing that one. And kind of a tasty fill by Eli West on that song.
Yeah, it's nice. We usually play a duo, so it's nice to have a trio thing going on today.
Yeah. Can you stay a little bit longer? I got some more questions for you.
Sure.
I know we're wrapping things up here, but I wanted to ask you about your haircut after the video, or actually, you know, the record came out.
Right,
2016,
and I had long hair.
You had like mid-length hair, you know, and then the You Say video, which is like the best song from the first album. You had like really, really short hair. What's up with that?
I think I had seen some posts like on social media that where other mothers and women had done similar things, like kind of just like as an example for your daughter that, you know, your hair doesn't mean everything and it's going to grow back. And it's different for men. Like, you know, you guys don't have to really think about your hair as often as women do. So I just wanted to kind of know what that was like. And honestly, it took a lot of pressure off because you just don't have to worry about it anymore. And, you know, when you want it back, all you have to do is decide to grow it back. So it's really, it's not that big a deal. It's just hair.
Yeah.
So that's why I did it. And I've done it a couple times, actually. So I'll probably do it another day.
Well, you wear it well.
Thank you.
Yeah, look good on you. Would you mind doing one more song? I know it's sort of unscripted.
Sure.
I want to ask you one more question before you play the song, though, which is sort of about this whole question of how you're steeped in American traditional music and culture, being from Galax, and you really, you know, represent that. Yet at the same time, you're really sort of a modern 20-something person like everyone else is. So what is it about that stereotype, being from Appalachia, that you either embrace or fight against?
Well, I mean, I definitely fight against the stereotype, I think. Yeah, I mean, there are very specific stereotypes that are for some reason acceptable to make fun of people from that part of the country. And I feel like it's one of the only parts of the country that's still acceptable to make fun of an entire group of people in that way. So I want to play like the music that I grew up listening to and the music that the region is known for, but I also want to kind of evolve it and make it a little bit more accessible to people that have this idea of what they think it sounds like. They think it's all like, you know, twangy banjos and yodeling and whatever it else that, you know, that people have this idea that it is. So I think my goal is to just, write music from the heart and try to give people a new perspective on that kind of music.
And I wouldn't call your record an Appalachian record really at all.
No, I wouldn't either.
There's all kinds of styles on the record.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you mind doing one more song?
Sure, we can do one more.
It's great to have you here. This is Dari Freeman. What are you going to do?
I guess we'll do Just Say It Now. Is that cool? Is that cool? Okay. I wish that loving didn't have to be so hard. You hold my lily hand, but only feel the scars. And now I'm falling apart at the seams. And without warning, you've invaded all my dreams. Just say it now before the silence makes me cry. From the beginning, I knew you would say goodbye. Much older for the things it's put me through. And now I'm crying on the big old empty floor. And yes, you wanted me, but I wanted you more. Just say it now before the silence makes me cry. From the beginning, I knew you would say goodbye. And now I'm back to doing what I was before. Get my heart and my forehead in line. Don't you think that you could let my body mend until you break my heart again? Just say it now before the silence makes me cry.
Just Say It Now by Dori Freeman from the album Letters Never Read. Dori Freeman, thank you so much for coming all this way to be here today.
Thank you for having me.
This is KEXP FM Seattle.